Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, it is that time. A little Brian Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy Jody Shelly for some Shelly time. Jackets and Rangers tonight at the barn. The feeling after last night is what, sir? You build that 2-0 lead and you feel like, all right, let's go get one against a team that's reeling a little bit, and you give it back. You get the point, which is fine, but probably would have liked to have gotten more than that. As you were observing it firsthand, what do you take away from it?
Yeah, you never want to see a team like this lose a 2-goal lead against the Buffalo Sabres, who, you know, they got a couple players back last night, some offensive players. And you don't like to see the lead slip, but at the end of it, when you're down by one in a 60-minute game and you find a way to pull the goalie and score, I think they feel good about themselves, especially on the front end of a back-to-back. Why not? You know what I mean? It wasn't perfect. They had their backup goalie in who, you know, those goals, I don't think they really had a chance on them. A couple errors. This team stays above the puck. We talk about that a lot. A couple times they stuck their nose in there and let the opposition jump by them. And against a loose team like Buffalo, it bit them in the end. But I think lessons like that, if you can come away and get a point and move on to tonight, I think tonight now ensures, now, hey, you got to make sure you get to 2 tonight. And then that covers off that blemish last night.
Yeah, and Jody, it didn't really hurt them, you know, in the standings. They're still, you know, first wild card right now with Philly. And even though they have 2 games up on Carolina, you know, that would just get them tied with them, so they're in good position. And I have no idea how that puck slid through the Nudavara on the back door when the goalie was pulled. I have no idea how it slid through, but we've all seen crazier things in hockey. Did you see Bred's shootout goal?
Yeah, I did.
Think it should have stayed? Do you think it should have stayed?
You know what? I'm all right with it.
I just thought when he transitioned to skating, you know, when he went from the forward to backward transition, I know that the puck still technically goes lateral, right? But I'm like, buddy, gosh, what do you want that? It felt like the old NHL games on the Sega, you know, when you would go behind the net and then go all the way across the crease, and it was a no-brainer goal, you know?
There's a glitch there somewhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know, man. I'm all right with it, but I get what Boudreaux is saying, and I understand the goaltender's point because – you know, you play the odds on that puck, and it looks like he does start to go backwards. No, I'm all right with it. I want to see goals. I want to see plays.
Yeah.
He didn't stop and move backwards, so he was still moving. But, yeah, I was fine with Fred.
You got Boudreaux fired. How about that? I mean, that's wild. But talk about the Rangers overall. I mean, obviously the barn tonight should be one of the most lively games of the year, you would think, on a Friday night. It'd be chilly outside, but it finally feels like a real winter here, a Friday night, and you got Bred back in town, and it's the Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this crowd has been electric the past, I mean, since the Blue Jackets have been on this streak, they've been even more engaged, and tonight with the Rangers in town, the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers, there's so many storylines with the New York Rangers. You go back to John Tortorella. It's always been fun. And the Rangers, you know, they're like a traveling circus a little bit. They're the big time, the big city team that rolls in here. And, of course, you add Panarin to that. Yeah, man, this sets up to be a great one. They played last night, and, of course, that was a game winner in the shootout for Panarin. This team is coming in, and they're playing well, and they've got some good goalies. So the Blue Jackets have got to play better than they did last night, but the home crowd advantage tonight will be a huge factor.
Jody, what will be the plan for Bred? How will they deal with him?
They're going to go right at him. They have to go right at him. He's a guy that can be crafty. He's a guy that wants a little bit of time and space, but he's also a guy that you could push out a little bit of the game. I mean, if he can get you one-on-one, he's tough if he's got his skates pointed towards the net, but you got to contain him and keep him to the outside. I think you see Savard and Gavrikov against him every single shift, and I think you've got to have a center iceman and that winger, whoever's playing on that side, has got to just be in his back pocket all night long.
Jody, I saw on the telecast last night, you guys show the footage of Corpy and Josh kind of practicing, you know, with Josh firing shots on Corpy and both of them on the ice back here in town. I'm wondering, you know, I want you to put on your head athletic trainer cap. How soon do you think we could see both of those guys?
Well, let's start with Josh Anderson. I mean, this is a 4 to 6 week injury, and we're well past that now. And he's been skating for a while. and I'm not sure what's going on with him. We know it's an upper body. We see him on the ice from time to time. I know he's getting worked over by the by Jared Bowl, and he's practicing at points. But I'm not sure with him. That to me, I have no clue. Now, with Corposalo, he looks really close. What does that mean? I think that means he goes to Cleveland and plays one game, I would think. Now, they don't have to do that, but that's an option. I think Corposalo we see in the next 6 days.
Jody, what do you make of the first couple of games without Seth and how we're trying to shore up on the back end? You see the big numbers, obviously, with Werenski in that pairing. You expect more of that over the course. We've got to deal with this now. It's going to be the rest of the regular season, at least, without Seth.
Yeah, it's not as sharp. There were moments last night when the Blue Jackets just needed that easy, safe, solid play, whether the puck was going to be skated out, chipped out, or made a tape-to-tape pass to a teammate. And there was a couple times where the defensemen and even the forwards it was glaring problems in the defensive zone. I just watched a bit of the tape this morning, and there's just areas where there's uncertainty, where Seth Jones brings that certainty. And that's probably the best way I can put it. So there's a little more doubt in this lineup in the defensive zone at times. And I think that's what we take for granted with Seth Jones out there. Not just even the play he makes, but the confidence to look over your shoulder as a teammate of his and be like, oh, Seth's got it. You know what I mean? So
yeah, sure.
It's there, and I'm not sure how they're going to get through it. Nudavara at times looked great last night. At times he struggled. And that last pair, listen, Peak is a kid. He's a rookie. And when you're on the road, like with Buffalo last night, you can pick on Harrington and Peak. And I think they did that a little bit throughout the night.
Jody, for someone who doesn't, look, football is pretty simple, right? It's college pro. So there's no two-way contracts, this, that, whatever. Explain to me the contract set up with Foodie. He gets his first assist, but it's back and forth. And to my understanding and brief reading, and he can only play a certain number of games. How's that all work when it comes to Liam Foodie?
So he's playing amateur hockey, similar to college football style up in Canada. He's on an NHL contract. So he signed his entry-level deal, but it doesn't kick in until he plays in the National Hockey League. I didn't know that you could bring a guy from junior to the National Hockey League. So this is essentially what they've done. He's allowed to play 5 games. Every game he plays in the NHL, the Blue Jackets have got to pay the London Knights, his team, $1,000, and he's not allowed to miss any of his junior hockey games. So he played Tuesday. He played Monday, went home, played Tuesday, traveled Wednesday, played last night for the Blue Jackets. He'll play for the London Knights tonight. He'll play for them tomorrow night.
Oh, my God.
And then he's available Sunday to play for the Columbus Blue Jackets. So,
my gosh.
5 is the max. Yeah, he's going to play a lot of hockey, but I tell you what, that kid's face has got to be hurting because all he's done is smile.
I mean,
God, that's awesome.
$1,000. Hey, here's $1,000 cash. Yes, can we get your guy tonight? Exactly. No, sorry. He's got a game. What? You do know we're the NHL, right? No, it doesn't matter. Wow.
Well, that's how it goes. That's good. And then real quick, Jode, we'll get you out here in this one. Big one tonight, but then, of course, Sunday, the Devils. And then we got the Flyers, and away we go. This stretch right now, how will you know when they hit the ice in Newark on Sunday that we're headed where we're supposed to be heading?
Well, it depends a lot on tonight. You got to look at this stretch and look at last night and think, okay, you let one get away. And if you have that attitude, tonight they should get the victory here and go into Newark with confidence. Newark, the Devils are playing well. They're winning games. They're upsetting teams right now. They're in that position. And then you have the Flyers, who I think are helter-skelter, but are right. They're right with the Blue Jackets. So right now the mental mindset has got to be locked in and focused on the immediate task at hand. But I think when they hit the ice in Newark, they better have confidence from the 2 points that they can pick up here tonight.
All right, buddy. Going to be a fun weekend, fun stretch for the Jackets indeed. Thank you for your time, and good luck on the call tonight. Look forward to watching it.
All right, guys. Thanks. Hey, enjoy the sunshine today.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, should be. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Good times. Live, damn it. Live. Jody Shelley with a little bit of Shelley time for you on a Friday.